This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Outstanding winter wheat yields are being reported across the state, especially in western Kentucky. University of Kentucky agronomist Dr. Chad Lee says the outstanding wheat yields have been somewhat surprising after challenging weather.
We went through periods of dry weather. We had some rains. We felt like our corn and soybean crops kind of been on the edge all year. But those swings in weather came at the right time for the wheat. And so we ended up with really good seed fill for most of the wheat growing region. We ended up with good weather for harvest.
Dr. Lee says it's still too early to say if this was a record wheat crop, but many farmers are leaning that direction.
I've heard whispers of that. I don't want to say that out loud until we see what the final numbers are, but yes, based particularly in the, you know, where a lot of wheat's grown there, and a lot of farmers are very happy with the crop that came in. And so we'll see if other pockets around the rest of the state held up as well. And if they did, then we probably are.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Need a change of scenery? Check out Kentucky State Parks. With 45 parks to choose from, there are limitless options. Each park has its own unique features, landscape and resorts, restaurants, campgrounds, and some of the best golf courses around. Pick one that fits your lifestyle and your family. Explore Kentucky Parks. Enjoy fun outdoor adventure without the long lines of many destinations. Book now at parks.ky.gov.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
UK's Dr. Chad Lee says there's some wheat grown in other parts of the state.
Good amount up in the Davis-Henderson area over in the Union County. And then there's pockets of it in Hardin, LaRue, Nelson, Marion, and some of those regions. And then you see some pockets even east of that as well.
He's anxious to begin reviewing state wheat yield contest entries very soon.
Quite a few in my mailbox right now. I purposely don't look at those until we've pretty much got them all in, because every year a farmer or a county agent or a crop consultant will call me and say, hey, I got a yield at this level. Should I enter it? So my answer is always, yes, you should enter it.
Follow Traveling Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and list the podcast at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, and Spotify. I'm Al Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.